Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, and this hadith is about the Quran in general, and specifically it is about how is it that the Quran is new in every era, and it seems to be something new every time we read it. This is something that all Muslims have experienced. No matter how many times we listen to the Holy Quran, it seems like we're listening to it for the first time. No matter how many times we read the Quran, it's almost as if we are reading it for the first time, and it doesn't seem to get old. In fact, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he echoes this idea in a hadith where he says, "The frequency of its recitation and its falling on ears does not render it old." The question that we want to ask is why this is so? How is it that, of course, we know why it's so. It comes from God Almighty, and that's why it's so. It's a miracle. But is there a reason or a wisdom behind this miracle or a cause that has caused this to be, be so? And the answer is yes, indeed, there is. And this has been mentioned in this beautiful hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once asked, why is it? So this question was actually posed to the Imam. Why is it that the Quran only increases in freshness the more it is promulgated and taught? He replied, because Allah blessed and most high. So I guess before we proceed with the hadith, we can kind of just to give it a context a little bit. The question is, why is it that the more we learn the Holy Quran, the more we teach the Holy Quran, the more secrets, new secrets and wisdom come out from it, and we learn it, things that we hadn't seen before. Whereas normal books, we see that, after a certain point in time, they become obsolete, and we can't learn anything else from them. The time passes, the time in which they were written, perhaps they were, considered very advanced. But with the more that, time progresses and science progresses and learning progresses, the more we see that, the more their freshness, it goes away and they become outdated. Nobody refers to them anymore except for a historical context of a certain issue or a subject. But the Quran is not like that. It always seems like it's telling us something new that's relevant to us in the time that we're in. The Imam alayhi salam, he elucidates this by saying, because Allah blessed and most high did not make the Quran for a certain time and not another, or for certain people and not others. It is new in every time and fresh for all people until the day of judgment. And the reason for that is clear, is because it's, a manifestation of God Almighty's knowledge, and His knowledge is, infinite and everlasting in contrast to human knowledge. And therefore, it's like a never-ending ocean, an infinite ocean that always, gives us, what we need. That's why we have been advised to learn and teach the Holy Quran. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it." Khiyarukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allamahu. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at why the Quran seems to be new and fresh in every era, in the words of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد